A new ad promoting Attorney General Pam Bondi's pill mill efforts just recently started circulating in major media markets across Florida. Streets is Bondi's first ad, and it highlights her ongoing fight to combat prescription drug abuse.
Pam Bondi.
As a prosecutor, I've seen crime and brutality fueled by drugs. As Attorney General, I banned synthetic forms of heroin and acid that are poisoning our kids. And with our amazing law enforcement, we closed down the pill mills. Of the top 100 oxycodone dispensing doctors in this country, 98 of them lived in Florida. Today, there are none.
Pam Bondi, our Attorney General.
Meanwhile, none of her opponents have begun to circulate any TV ads as yet, including Sheldon, who says he's waiting to release one much closer to the November election. As for his thoughts on Bondi's first ad, the Dem nominee Sheldon accused the Republican incumbent of taking credit for leading the pill mill effort that he says was led by the FDA and initially opposing a prescription drug monitoring database. But in an email, spokesman for Bondi's campaign, Trey Stapleton, pointed to a 2011 Sentinel article that he says not only shows that she supported the database, she was also the person who fought to create it. He also pointed to a New York Times article that makes no mention of the FDA's involvement and states the actions taken in Florida made the Sunshine State the model for combating pill mills. Still, despite his earlier comments, Sheldon says,
"It was a good ad. But she couldn't run an ad on her position on medical marijuana, trying to deceive the people of Florida on medical marijuana. She couldn't run her ad on trying to deny women the right to contraceptives. She couldn't run an ad on marriage equality. So pill mills are the logical thing to do. But when she does something right, I'm going to point that out. When she doesn't, I think we have a responsibility in the campaign to educate the people of Florida."
Sheldon made his comments at a recent unveiling of a new effort he's working on in reaching out to moderate Republicans. He's already received the endorsement of some of them, including Marianne Stiles. She's a Tampa attorney who used to work for business-backed group Associated Industries of Florida while Sheldon was working for the state. Stiles says while she and Sheldon don't agree on everything, she believes he's the best candidate for the job. And she says she disagrees with Bondi's stance on a number of issues, including the gay marriage ban. Speaking to reporters last month about her decision to defend it, Bondi says it's because she's taken an oath to defend Florida's Constitution.
It doesn't matter what the issue is. Voters 6 years ago, by over 62%, I believe, passed this. You all know how I feel about the marijuana issue because I challenged the amendment language in front of the Supreme Court, the ballot initiative. The Supreme Court disagreed, so it will be on the ballot. But if it passes, the Supreme Court has said it's constitutional, therefore, I'll defend it, because that's my job as Attorney General.
But Stiles says,
"I know she has to uphold the laws of the state of Florida, and that's expected. The problem is, to what degree do you work to uphold them?"
Plus, she adds, Sheldon gets her vote because
he has more experience. He has served as Assistant Attorney General under Bob Butterworth.
But Libertarian candidate Bill Wolsifer, a Tallahassee lawyer, begs to differ.
I've practiced in varied areas of law. I run a statewide law practice. I'm in court probably more than the other two candidates combined. I'm a litigator. I'm a hands-on, real active practicing attorney, not a career politician. I'm at the end of my career, and I'm looking to serve the state in public capacity.
Probably the least well-known in the race, the 60-year-old says he doesn't feel left out in the race, though he admits he does get less coverage competing with two candidates from more well-known parties.
At times it does. Now, it's gotten better. I've been invited to all these debates without, having a rant and rave to be invited, and it's certainly respected and welcomed, and I look forward to participating in them. But I have not been left out to the degree that other third-party candidates have. I've been pretty well included.
On a low budget, he says while he doesn't have the money to pay for TV ads, he does have YouTube videos talking about some of his platforms like the legalization of marijuana. According to the latest poll by Democratic-leaning Public Policy Polling, Bondi is in the lead with about 43% of the vote, while her Democratic opponent Sheldon has 35%. Wolsifer has 6%, but he says he's not too worried about turnout thanks to the medical marijuana issue on the ballot.
I think Amendment 2 is going to create a huge turnout. I think people are going to come out that don't normally vote They're going to come out to vote for Amendment 2 because they know that there are people that can benefit from medicinal marijuana. And when they vote for Amendment 2, they're going to vote for me.
All three candidates have confirmed a debate in October that will air in Orlando and Tampa. Sheldon is hoping Bondi will do at least four more, and a spokesman for Bondi's campaign says she's still in the process of reviewing the other debate invitations. Wolsifer says he plans to debate as much as he can and has signed on to do a forum at Ford Atlantic University. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kordner.